Welcome to a special edition of the Sleon Productions podcast of the coronavirus, episode number 2. Today's guest, we have Nam Kim, a citizen of South Korea, and also is a pastor of Yeouido Full Gospel Hanse Church. He's experienced the early days of the coronavirus pandemic in South Korea, and now they're on the way out. He also went to college with me back almost over 10 years ago at Regent University in Virginia Beach. Nam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Santiago.
So Nam, can you tell us a little bit of where you're up to these days?
Not much, actually. South Korea is being quarantined as well, but in a different situation. But we are still being very careful these days, not trying to meet a lot of people, not trying to go outside too much. So we do not spread these things around. But South Korea is being very careful these days. So I've been kind of locked in to my house for last month or so, almost.
How long ago? I know that like the first patient in China was back in November-ish, maybe earlier, who knows. When did the South Korea start seeing cases?
South Korea start seeing cases beginning from late January, I believe. Late January, and it wasn't a big deal when it started. So people weren't that worried when it first started, like in late January, but it grew so fast. Government and people start getting serious about this, starting from, I believe, early February, I believe.
Before, like, the first case came to Korea, were you aware of this pandemic?
Yes, I saw it on the web, on the news, that the cases have started from China, and I was very worried because I was in China actually for 3 years before I came to Korea. I was there as a missionary for 3 years. And I knew that Chinese New Year is about to start. And I heard that this virus broke in China and Chinese people are having their New Year's celebration. And what happens in China is people, they go back to their hometowns during this Chinese New Year. So I thought, oh my gosh, if this virus goes all over China, this is going to be big. I mean, this is going to be crazy. I was thinking about that. And then Chinese government wasn't doing too much to contain it. They kind of let it go. And after the Chinese New Year, they start being serious about it. So I thought, well, it's all over now because Chinese New Year has already started. People has gotten out from Wuhan area and they went back to their hometowns already. So now there is no way that we can contain this. So yeah, I knew about it and I was really worried about it even before it really started.
How is immigration between China with China and Korea, is it pretty, you know, free flowing, or what's like the whole situation there?
See, the thing is, what is different here in Korea is right now Korea is doing so well, considering the fact that our borders are still open. Korean government never closed the border to any country, I believe. They actually closed the border only to specifically to people from Wuhan area. They have the border has been always been open to China, Japan, everywhere. And still now, if you want to come to Korea, the borders are open. But now, starting from last week, I believe, if you are coming from United States or from Europe area, you have to be tested. You have to be tested, and I believe you're on self-quarantine for 2 weeks, I believe. from last week. But Korea, our borders are still open right now. I mean, anybody from anywhere can still come to Korea.
Korea is talked about a lot over here, in the States, also worldwide, because the coronavirus models, you guys had a good slope. It wasn't high, and it was kind of, it was a good steady space. And Italy, of course, shot up, and of course, we're heading up there as well. Many countries want to replicate Korea. What did you guys do right? How did you guys keep like the infection low?
See, the thing is this. The reason that Korea did so well with this coronavirus is because of number one, our infrastructure on medical areas are so much better than like most of the world. Because the thing is, Korea is very different from the United States. I've been in the United States for so long, but when I was in the United States, I never went to the hospital because it's just the healthcare wasn't so great. But in Korea, almost everybody is on healthcare. I mean, not almost, but everybody is on the healthcare, and they pay a good amount of tax to get that healthcare. And there are hospitals everywhere, everywhere. I mean, and people even with common cold, something that you'll never visit hospital in the United States. Korean people visit hospitals on regular basis. So our infrastructure over here with the hospitals are way better than in any other countries in the world. So when this coronavirus first started, people could easily find hospitals to go and get themselves checked. So that was number one difference. And number two, how we see, the thing is, coronavirus is not spreading as fast as other places in the world in Korea because everybody is wearing a mask these days. Everybody. Korean government actually did not tell people to wear masks, but Korean people, see, the thing is, people over here, they don't care really what government says too much. And they're like, you know what? I don't care what you say. We're gonna start wearing masks but Korean people are used to wearing masks because there are a lot of dust over here coming from China. So people, they used to wear masks all the time. So people start getting masks and everybody start wearing one. Therefore, when people even when they get the coronavirus, so the thing is, what is scary about the coronavirus is because of his incubation period. So the thing is, you can get the coronavirus and for up to like 14 days or 21 days, you can have no symptoms at all, but you can still spread it around to other people. So when they wear the mask and when they contain all their like salivas into themselves, they cannot really spread it to other people. So in Korea, people start wearing masks from like day one. See, the thing is, I heard that in the United States and in Australia and in other European countries, they're running out of toilet papers. In Korea, they don't care about the toilet papers. What they care about is the masks. So people ran out of masks real quick in Korea. Even though we have a lot of masks, people start buying them like crazy. And people start wearing it like crazy. So when I go outside these days, everybody is still wearing masks right now. And when they people see, the thing is, I heard in the United States they're having huge lockdowns in different places. And in Korea, we don't really have lockdowns. People still come to church. So the thing is, it's Sunday today in Korea right now, and we're still having a service. Last week, about 300 people came to the service. But the thing is, we are sitting kind of wide apart, and everybody's wearing masks, and everybody's getting their hands sanitized. And this thing is not spreading in Korea as fast as other places. So I feel like Korea has better, Korea is doing a lot better than other countries because of these two reasons. Number one, our medical infrastructure is much better than other places. And number two, everybody is wearing masks.
And you're just mentioning about like no lockdown. So people were able to go to work every day, but of course they were wearing a mask. And would you say also at work, were they taking those some type of social separation type of thing at work or?
Not really. So the thing is, what is really funny in Korea right now is because we are containing it pretty well right now, and there hasn't been really huge outbreak since, like, for a long time. People are kind of getting their guards down these days almost. They're going to the theaters, they're going to different social meetings and everything. So Korean government is trying to warn people that this is not over yet. So we still need to be careful. But a lot of workplaces and even churches, theaters, restaurants, everything is open right now. Everything is open. Everything is working. And people are going outside. People are meeting people. People are going to churches, theaters. They're going to restaurants to eat. They're going to work and everything. But everybody's wearing masks, and we are having not much of a spread of this virus. So everything is going kind of as usual as before.
How was the availability for testing? Was everyone tested, or only people with with symptoms that were tested?
See, the thing is, what I've heard is this is not such a governmental thing, but Korean pharmaceutical company, they saw the outbreak from China, and they start developing this test kit from like early January or like from last December or something. They saw the thing happen, and they're like, "Oh, this is gonna be serious." And this Korean company started developing a test kit like crazy, and they were ready when this thing started. So testing kit was kind of Korean people did a lot better than other parts of the world because some of the pharmaceutical companies here, they knew it was coming and they made it before it happened. But at the beginning, when there were a lot of people being infected, we were kind of running a little bit short, but we are still doing okay. But right now we have enough, I believe, and the testing speed has increased a lot. So right now in Korea, you can get tested, and the results gonna show up in like 6 hours or so. So I mean, we're doing okay, I believe.
Where do you think you guys are at during like these stages? You think you guys think like that you're just getting out do you think you're at like the latter stages of this whole pandemic, or like where do you think your guys are at?
Actually, you know what? I believe that we still do not have any vaccination. We do not have any cure for this thing. Therefore, I don't think there is no such thing as latter stage for any country in the world, I believe. I think China is lying right now that they're having a like almost no spread of this virus because, I mean, China did some serious measures because they don't care about people's freedom or whatever. So they just locked everybody down and they just nailed the doors of their citizens so they cannot even get out of their houses to contain this virus. I mean, they did some serious measures. But the thing is, if this virus is still out there, we still do not have any vaccination, or we do not really have any medicine for it. So I don't think that any country can say that we are done with this or we are okay with this right now. Not even Korea, no.
What have you heard about other neighboring Asian countries? Just like Japan. Japan, I heard Japan did not have much how much of a lockdown, and they did pretty well. What have you heard about them and other surrounding Asian countries?
Okay. See, the thing is, Japan, a lot of Korean people are very worried about Japan right now because Japanese people, I mean, Japan is not doing so well.
Sorry about that, guys. We got on hold for some reason on his end. Nam Kim is with us from South Korea, and he's telling us about numbers and telling us about the situation of what's going on. Korea had a great, great model. Not, obviously it's not great, but had a not as high as Italy, but very thin. Nam, welcome back to the podcast. Go ahead
Right.
and with that and try to finish that thought. So.
Okay. I mean, the Japanese people, they were so anxious to have the Olympics this year that they are not testing many people in Japan. So they're not, I mean, we are not sure they're doing so well or not. So Japan is in kind of a question mark. China, they say it's almost they got this, but I don't think you cannot really get this because you don't have a vaccination for it yet. And all other countries around Asia, other than China or Japan, their infrastructure of these medical buildings are not so great. So I'm really worried about them right now.
While you were living in China, was the wet market a very popular thing over there?
Not where I lived, but those markets are well around China. So I never been to one because I'm not really fond of them, but I heard that it's everywhere in China.
Is it a practice in other Asian countries? Is it also a practice in Korea? Is that kind of a common over there?
Not really, not in
Oh,
Korea.
okay. And what have you heard? Like, you think like this virus came from an animal, or you think it came from a laboratory? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you can't really be sure, but there are, yeah, I mean, I'm wearing both, yeah, it can happen from both of them, I think. Yeah, people are playing with wrong things, and they're not supposed to be eating, all these animals. But anyway, lab-based, yeah, it makes sense as well. I mean, there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And I've heard that they made this virus to get rid of the old people. I mean, because not many young people die from this virus. This virus's fertility rate is real low in to young people, but it hits you hard when you're over, I believe, 60 or 65. So I've heard many stories, but no one can be really sure.
And I've heard stories about people from like up in North Korea that North Korea has no cases. Do you believe them?
No, not no, no way.
Okay. I just want to double check with you.
Of course not, because I mean, North. See, the thing is, all the countries around the world that has zero cases, when you look at them, they're all communist countries or with the dictators that they can control, have full control over their media. Those are all the countries that has zero cases. So, North Korea has many, I believe. And
Let's.
North Korea is gonna suffer from it a lot because they don't have any good medical infrastructure or anything.
You talked about like having Max, and that's what like one of the first reasons which I actually reached out to you because on your Facebook you emphasizes to us here in the USA is to get masks,
Right.
and which we were. We were encouraged this week by the government to wear masks. One more time, how important is to wear masks?
It is crucial. If you want to live a normal life, if you want to go back to where way things were, kind of, if you want to go meet other friends, if you want to go to restaurants, if you want to have a normal life, then you need to wear masks, period. That's the only way. See, the thing is, right now, I feel for people in the United States because it is different in the United States. See, people are not fond of wearing masks, or they're not used to wearing masks. I mean, wearing masks is not something that's normal in United States. I believe the government, U.S. government, wanted you to wear masks for, I mean, from the beginning. But see, the thing is, United States does not have capacity, or they don't have ability to provide everyone with the mask, because it's not mask wearing society. People just are not used to wearing masks. So if U.S. government from day one say, people, you need to wear masks, nobody really had them anyway. So the thing is, when Korea broke out, U.S. was okay. So I called my parents, and I called all my friends, I mean, all my relatives in the United States, and I told them, get some masks, start wearing it. And my parents told me, and everybody else told me, they're already out. Nobody has masks in the United States. That was like beginning of February, I believe, or end of January, something like that. And the thing is, U.S. does not have capability, or they don't have the power right now to provide everyone with the mask. That's why they started with the self-quarantine kind of thing. But people, really, you need to wear masks if you want to live a life seriously, because you can only stay in your place for us like a limited period of time. You cannot really stay at home all the time. If you want to go to church, if you want to go to theater, if you want to live a normal life, you need to start wearing masks. That's the only way that we can still live a kind of normal life during this pandemic.
Yeah, and that's something that we've been talking about here in the States, is like, can I mean we can't we can't really stay shut down like the whole time, like like for a very long time. Do you think the solution to get things back to normal, to get like the economy back into better shape, is to wear masks?
Absolutely.
I think it's a
That's the
great
only
it's
way.
a good I guess I can't say happy medium, but I know that might be a step forward, because there's so much time. I mean, Korea never locked down. Japan didn't lock down as much. So if we can do that here, wear a mask. How easy in Korea to get a mask?
It has been easier than before now, because right at the beginning, there were no masks. Government started providing masks for citizens to buy. Right now, we can get two masks per week from like pharmacies with your identification. But right now in Korea, because everybody is freaking out and they're buying off these masks, that's why we're having this problem. But seriously, just cover your mouth with anything. That's the
It's not
thing. Just
hard. It's not
it's
hard.
not
And you
it's
can
not
you and you could become a superhero if you want, you know?
exactly. See, the thing is this. Many people say, see, the thing is, many doctors say, doctors from United States, I've heard millions of people say this. They said, wearing mask will not save you from coronavirus. That is true, because this virus is smaller than any molecules that the mask can prevent. See, the thing is, we are not wearing a mask to from stopping the coronavirus from entering us. Actually, we are wearing this to protect other people. We need to wear masks just in case that I have the coronavirus and it's in the incubation period where I don't have any symptoms, but still, when I cough or when I sneeze, this virus can get out. So people needs to start wearing masks to save others, not to save themselves, really. To save yourself, you need to like completely, you have to wash your hands every 5 minutes, and you have to like be sanitized all the time. But the thing is, wearing masks will save others. So people needs to wear masks.
You were saying that a lot of people, I mean, most of Korea is going back to work, or been working. There's not been any type of government shutdown. I know that the Korean Basketball League hasn't resumed yet, but when do you see the end of sight for Korea, like when, I mean, obviously out of the blue is kind of hard to figure, but when do you think you guys are kind of like out of the blue of this?
When the vaccinations comes out. So the thing is, that's the only thing I can think of right now. Because even though everybody is wearing masks, even though people are being very careful these days, there are still people cases coming out these days. Still, right now, Korea is having around 100 people every day being infected. I mean, when things gonna be normal, when the vaccination comes out, I think that's the only right answer.
Yeah, and right now, currently, some parts of the world are using virus vac some vaccination therapies using hydro hikes what's it called? Hydroxychloroquine, which I think Korea has been using as well. It's been kind of a good remedy to slow this virus down, especially for people that are really sick. So we'll see what happens. I know that a lot of companies out in the world, probably in Korea as well, internationally, are trying to figure out this whole vaccine. So, but anyways, Nam, I really appreciate you coming on. What is the best way to reach you online?
You can always reach me on Facebook, or I'm not really big user of Twitter or any other methods, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook, so you can reach me via Facebook or Instagram, or you can email me always.
And his Twitter is Shik underscore Nam. You could definitely try to tweet him there. I'm sure he'll probably get some tweets at him because there's a lot of viewers right now at the show. But I really want to conclude. I think what Nam says, I think wearing a mask will slow the spread and also will get us back a little bit back to our daily lives, back to work, get the economy going. And of course, take precautions when you're at church, have some space between each other. Use hand sanitizers ever so often. I like that plan. I really do. So Nam, any closing words before we end?
My prayers are with you all. I mean, seriously, this thing is not about one country or a single title. I mean, any single country. I mean, it's affecting the whole world. So, guys, please be careful. Wear masks. And I mean, have some space between each other. Then, I mean, we can then slow this thing down, and eventually we'll have vaccination. And we'll see end of this soon. So guys, stay in there. I'm praying for you.
Thank you, Nam. Yeah, and you can listen to this broadcast on a podcast format. Will be released on Monday morning, and we'll get more information with Nam, and also with some show notes he talked about. But really, really interesting. Never got the perspective from Korea. I've heard good things about Korea, how like they were handling like this whole virus, and I think we could do it here in the States because we got to get things going. And wearing a mask is definitely not a bad thing. Which I actually bought a mask. I actually bought a whole box of Macs today, so I'm definitely prepared on my end, and I'm gonna buy some more just in case. So, anyways, Nam, I really appreciate you coming on to this special.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.